Suspended public protector Busisiwe Mgwebane back on the stand today in her inquiry into her fitness to hold office. She's been on the stand all week. She's been testifying at her impeachment inquiry. She has taken a swipe at the judiciary. She has been speaking about how her investigation into Cyril Ramaphosa's CR17 campaign was about ethical leadership. She's really defended it. Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN reporter, giving us an update on today's proceedings. Lindsay, good afternoon to you. What has Busisiwe Mgwebane been saying today?
Good afternoon, Andy. Well, a bit of a slow start today. First, not enough MPs on the platform to form a quorum. We started where we left off yesterday, and it was really Dalim Porfu, Busisiwe Mgwebane's lawyer, wanting to go back on certain issues related to that CR17 campaign that you've just spoken of. In the main, Mandy, the public protector repeating what she said yesterday, that she did not investigate this campaign with an ulterior motive in mind. And the only new bit of information we hear in that investigation today, that she claims the money that moved around in from accounts through in that campaign was worth about 1.2 billion rand. And she is sticking to her assertion, Mandy, that she believed money laundering was at play, and that is why she referred it to the NPA. Although, Mandy, she has not made any mention of the fact that whether this money was in fact a money from the proceeds of crime, which we seem to connect to money laundering in the main. But so that was the testimony that she concluded with on that particular campaign, and we've just moved into the next aspect of this, the charges against her, which relate to the report linked to the SA Revenue Service.
Lindsay, we've spoken about how time is running out here. She only has legal coverage until the end of the month. The debts are coming in for just the cost of the lawyers. How much longer are we expecting her on the stand for?
Well, at least a few more weeks, Mandy. There was an attempt by evidence leader Nazreen Bauer to put a proposal on the table that to cross-examine Busisiwe Mgwebane on the CR17 campaign immediately, saying the information was fresh in their mind, and because of the time constraints, could also allow the report writers to get cracking at least on that particular section of this inquiry. But Dalim Porfu shot that down. He said it just wasn't a workable proposal. And we have not yet, Mandy, heard any more information being put before the committee from any side, really, as to what they're going to do when the money runs out on Friday, because we know that the draft timetable that they're working on, the new draft, the umpteenth draft, Mandy, now puts her testimony at least for another 3 weeks. She's still got to also be cross-examined, of course.
Lindsay, thank you very much. Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN reporter. An update there on Busisiwe Mgwebane's fitness to hold office. That inquiry, she's still on the stand there.